Listening Exam 4, Part 1, Extract 0. Example.
I deal with all the entertainment on board, and that covers guest lecturers, cabaret artists, and any special nights we put on. I have to plan each cruise with all the performers and also introduce them at the beginning of the show. It's certainly never dull, and I don't get much time to myself. If I want that, I have to escape to my cabin. To be fair, though, a big part of my job is mixing with people. There are lots of parties to go to, and sometimes dance nights to organise. And if I'm not taking part in a show, then I'll be out there dancing with the passengers, because that's part of my job too.
Extract 1.
I'm in charge of reception at the Health and Fitness Center, so I greet passengers when they come in. I also plan their individual fitness programs and their beauty treatments. It sounds fantastic, doesn't it? But it's actually really hard work. The best thing about it is all the fabulous people I get to meet. Another thing I like is the way we work. We work for 7 or 8 months, and then our contract ends. It's up to you how much time you take off and when you're ready to go back. You just renew your contract. I'd rather work like this than on a 9-to-5 basis. It just seems to suit me better.
Extract 2.
The safety of the passengers is my area. There's the day-to-day safety, and I also have to make sure that everyone can get off the ship safely if there's an emergency. This involves a lot of staff training to make sure every member of staff knows exactly what to do if there's a problem, and can also keep the passengers calm. We do drills with the passengers too. I'm on call 24 hours a day, but I generally work for about 15, so I get the chance to have some fun too.
Extract 3.
There are several photographers on board, and we all take photos of the passengers in the various locations around the ship. My main role, though, is to deal with all the printing, so I'm less obvious out on the decks. We don't have set hours because every cruise program is different. When there is a lot of printing to do, I can be on the go until 6 in the morning. It's quite exciting, actually. We give passengers hard copies of their photos and also put them on a disc. People like having their pictures taken with the captain, and we also do quite a few shots in the restaurant and on party nights.
Extract 4.
I'm in charge of all the restaurants on board, so menus, costings, as well as the atmosphere in the restaurants themselves, plus any staff issues. Well, that's all down to me. I love it all, even though the paperwork can be a bit dull sometimes. But I've worked for this company for years now, and I haven't regretted it for one minute. We can also put in requests for certain cruises, so normally, I do 4 months away and then 2 months leave. Where else could you get a job like that and get paid for it? You miss your friends and family, but you don't get time to think about it.
Extract 5.
My job is to make sure the cabins, in fact, any area that's accessible by the public, is kept in top condition. Passengers pay a lot to go on our cruises, so we need to make sure that they get that feeling of luxury that they expect. The cabins and restaurants and so on don't need to be just beautifully decorated. They also need to be spotlessly clean at all times. I've got a very hard-working team, though, so we never have any complaints.
Extract 6.
I know if I say fish and chips, everyone thinks of typical British food that is greasy and horrible. But I discovered a small fish and chip shop in Scotland on holiday last year which had the most amazing fish and chips ever. Even though the fish was fried, it was so fresh it tasted like it had just jumped out of the water. The chips were really crisp and definitely not from a frozen supermarket bag.